from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
It is 11:30, and it's time to visit with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. Mo, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
It's great to talk to you, as always. And before we get into baseball, and this has been some good baseball. Boy, the team looks good right now. But I wanted to say this, that you have lived in St. Louis for a long time, and you have seen a lot of things happen to this city, for good and for bad. I'm not sure that I've ever seen anything like this. The storm and the tornado that ripped through our city affected lives, and it's very hard. I just wanted to get your perspective on it from the club standpoint, and I know that the club has set up the Red Cross as somebody that can really help.
You know, it was like it was such an odd experience, right? Because it was such a beautiful day, and everything was like, you know, looked like just a perfect Friday in St. Louis. And then, like, the flip of a switch, and for the next 30 minutes, it was just chaos. And, you know, fortunately, in my neighborhood, a few downed limbs, a little messy from that standpoint, but obviously not the damage you saw Central West End and towards the city. And, you know, it's heartbreaking because, you know, when people lose their homes or their cars, it's tough, and these things aren't fixed overnight, and it's tough. But St. Louis, very resilient city. It's had, you know, it's been punched in the face before, and it'll come back.
It will, and I know, and thank you in advance for all that your organization does. The club has already been very proactive, and I know at the ballpark this week there will be a lot of hearts thinking about and people thinking about the folks here in St. Louis, and a lot will be done from the Cardinals and beyond to help. Mo, this has been some stretch for the Cardinals. I mean, it has been a lot of fun, to be honest with you. 12 out of 13, they won 9 in a row, dropped one, and then ripped off 3 in a row. When you summarize what has happened here, what do you see from your club?
It's always hard to say in just like one sentence, but I think it starts with our starting pitching. They've been, you know, taking us deep into games, which gives your bullpen a chance to always reset, be fresh, and be stronger. And then I think if you were looking for like one statement, it would be that we've had contributions really from everyone. And that's always a sign of a good team. And, you know, I think when you're able to find ways to win, it's, you know, obviously the mirror image is finding ways to lose. And right now we are finding ways to win, and it's coming from all different parts of that roster. And it's exciting to watch. It's, you know, I feel like now this group has a lot more self-confidence in themselves. And I think they, when they show up to the ballpark, they believe they're going to win. And that's a good feeling.
That's a really good point. And some of that is the youth of this team. You know, they're going out and having to compete and show what they can do as well. They're trying to establish their careers, but I've really been impressed with Wilson Contreras. You know, we all saw what we saw. He had a tough start to the year. When you see him and he came roaring back, what do you see in Wilson?
You know, I think the thing that stands out to me is, you know, when you think back to the offseason, we were talking about guys that, you know, we might consider trading or may want to be traded. You know, he wanted to be a part of this. So I think, like, he knew what we felt in the sense of, we have some talent, now can we put it together? But what we're seeing out of him right now, I think, you know, now that he's not having the stress of catching every day, it's really freed him up from an offensive standpoint. And he's giving you really, really good at-bats. And, you know, now that he's out of the two-hole, too, he seems even like in a place where he's just producing more. So I think the lineup shift, you know, I think is a correlation to where we are today. But, you know, guys have gotten to the point where they are taking better at-bats. And right now our lineup's pretty deep, and that's a good thing to see.
Absolutely has been. And defensively, he makes that play yesterday, digging that throw by Mason. What a play by Mason. What a couple of great plays by Brendan Donovan as well at second base. And then Victor Scott, the second. I mean, crashing up against the wall. Not to single anybody out, but when I look at the word runway, that's the guy right there. Victor Scott was given an opportunity, and Mo, he has taken it and run with it, hasn't he?
Well, he was not in my thoughts of the runway, really, when we were thinking about the offseason. But I think the way he prepared this offseason, what he did, he basically came into camp and kicked the wall down. And then by doing so, you know, he really changed the look of our club. And so when you think about when we had Siani out there, we were getting, you know, elite defense, but now we're getting like offensive production. And again, like when you think about this lineup 1 through 9, it can create damage all through that. And that's, you know, a real compliment to Victor Scott. I think about that play last night, though, like that Brendan Donovan made on that double play. Like, that's a sign of a good team that makes that play. And instead of just getting one out, you get two. And it was a pivotal point in that game. You have runners on first and second, no outs. Then all of a sudden you have a runner on first with two outs. I mean, you know, just the inning changed. And it's you know, that's a compliment to these guys and what they're doing. And, you know, I think back to when you're not playing well, you only get one out. And that's a big difference.
No, you're right about that. John Mozeliak's with us. When Scott made that play, Miles Michaelis pumped his fist. He had a very good outing again yesterday. 6 sharp innings for Michaelis. And then the bullpen takes over for him. And Kyle Leahy. You know, I asked Dusty Blake, Cardinals pitching coach, about Leahy this week. And I asked him what was unlocked in Leahy. What did you unlock? What did he unlock? And he said, you know what? It really comes down to he's not scared. He's not afraid. He's just going out there and making pitches. That is a remarkable turnaround. And he can really spin it, Kyle Leahy. What a season he has put together, Mo.
Yeah, I think like all of us, you know, tend to forget that these guys are human. Some of these guys come from smaller programs. Some of these guys, when they get drafted, they're uncertain on what their future might look like. And not all of them are first-round picks that have, you know, confidence since they're 12 years old. So as you get your opportunities at the big league level, everybody adjusts differently. And I think somebody like a Kyle Leahy, who did come from a smaller program in Colorado, but got his opportunity, but now understands he belongs. And once you cross that side of confidence, then, you know, success happens. And so I will say Dusty's a huge advocate for him, believes in him. And, he's been a huge asset to that bullpen, and it's great to see.
He was once a 17th round pick, Kyle Leahy, and bumped his way up and down through the minor leagues, and now here he is. He was once removed from the 40-man, came back in 24, and here he is, a huge part of this bullpen in 25. Mo, I note that Drew Rahm is making a start today for Memphis, taking on Nashville. Your thoughts on the lefty and what he has gone through?
Yeah, you can't see me right now, but my fingers are crossed. you know, obviously, you know, when we acquired him, we saw him as a depth piece and could be in a variety of different roles. But, you know, it'd really be great to see him have some success down at Memphis and get his career back on track, because obviously the last, 12 to 14 months have not gone as planned. So hopefully he can do that, and I'll certainly be watching from afar.
Mo, this is a very general question, but I wanted you to expand on this thought. Is how do you continue this development, quote-unquote runway, and everything you're trying to do with the enticement that this division could be there for the taking? That, you know, you want to go out and continue to stack wins, but you want to do what you set out to do. How do you balance the two?
Well, I think, you know, right now we're seeing some success with the club, and that's the path we're going to go down. You know, we came in here, we weren't guaranteeing that we were going to be a winning team, but we, you know, guaranteed that we were going to give guys opportunities. But now we're, you know, putting things together. And, you know, I hope by the time we get to July 31st, it's going to be a very complicated few days. I mean, I really hope so. And you know, obviously very excited about what we're seeing. The clubhouse really believes in itself. And, you know, I think we'll just take that momentum and you know, ride that in. And again, I think if we're in a position where we're looking to buy instead of sell, I think that'd be really cool.
No, I hear that. John, thank you for the time, as always. We appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words and thoughtful words about St. Louis and what everybody is going through. And good luck against Kansas City, an opportunity to win yet another game. You've already wrapped up another series, haven't lost one since April 23rd. It's been some run. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Tommy. Be well.
You too. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. What a run this is for the Cardinals right now. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more baseball with Bernie Miklas. He is standing by, and he has also, I know, some thoughts about what has happened to his city. It's 11:41. It's Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stifel Sports Studio.